SBS Radio.
Good morning, April.
Good morning.
So can you tell me about yourself?
I'm a member of the Philippines Jiu-Jitsu National Team. I previously represented Philippines before as a track sprint cyclist. That's over 7 years ago, and I've now had the great privilege to represent the Philippines once again, but this time in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, cool. So your mom is Filipina?
Yeah, so my mom's half Filipino and my dad is German, so I'm lucky to be half and half, and also living in Australia and also being able to travel back home to Philippines and train and visit family and compete. It's quite a lucky package.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, interesting background.
Yeah.
How did you get into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
My story is a bit of a interesting one. So I had a former teammate who was a cyclist as well, and she left the sport. She went traveling, she's studying, and she fell in love with Jiu-Jitsu overseas in Brazil. And she came back and she said, "Oh, you have to try it." And I said, "Look, you know me, I'm an all or nothing person, and if I fall in love with this sport that you've also fallen in love with, because you know me so well, I said that I can't have my heart in two places. So let me finish what I'm doing here." I'm like, I still love cycling. I'm still really active and competitive, and I promise that I'll come and try it. So a week after I gave it away, I realized, I was like, I need something else. I missed having a routine of training and being around other people and just being active. So I contacted her and I said, "Look, I'm going to come and train with you guys. Give this a try, this jiu-jitsu thing that you've been telling me about." So I tried it and I was hooked instantly. So I pretty much haven't looked back since.
So talking about women doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu, because it's a contact sport, some women, we can be a little bit hesitant.
Yeah, I understand that completely. The exciting thing with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and its growth, particularly in the Philippines and the national team, there's so many more girls doing Jiu-Jitsu. So to explain what Jiu-Jitsu is, it's a grappling sport. So there's no striking, there's no kicking, but it's very much, you are engaging a lot with your training partner or your opponent. So it's mainly that you start on your feet, and there's two ways you can get to the ground. It's either a judo style or wrestling style takedown, and then from there the match continues on the ground. And it's very strategic. It's and you're using your body and technique and a component of strength to best your opponent. So it's viewed as like a game of chess, but with your bodies, instead of having to use striking or punching to win over your opponent. So it's an excellent like mental and physical challenge, and that's why I think a lot of girls, particularly in Philippines, are starting to become more interested in the sport. There's like, every time I go home for a competition, there's growing interest. There's lots of new faces I'm seeing. And even my teammates in the national team, they're really big into encouraging young students and young kids to really take it up. And it also encourages a lot of self-confidence. And you feel like you can problem solve your way out of anything. If you can solve this problem here, it can help you in everyday life. So it really is not just a physical reward, but mentally it is a great reward as well.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, a couple of my closest friends from the Philippines, they actually do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and they're girls.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, they love it.
And that's the thing. There's a really big camaraderie that comes with Jiu-Jitsu, because you need people to train with. You can't train by yourself. Otherwise, it just looks kind of funny, someone rolling around on the floor by themselves. So with that, there comes a sense of camaraderie and respect, because everyone is helping one another to become better. So there's no, you can't be selfish in a sport like this. There's a lot of giving to not just others, but also you make friends in other teams, and Yeah, pretty much all the all of us in the national team, we're all from different teams, but we are all really good friends. So that's another amazing aspect of the sport.
Yeah, so you kind of become each other's family as well.
Basically, yes. I look at it like that. Like I have family all over the Philippines is what it feels like to me. So I've got my blood family in the mountains in Baguio City, but when I go to Manila, I have like a big family there, and that's my jiu-jitsu family.
True. And Brazilian jiu-jitsu is also good for self-defense.
It is. So there's elements of it which are considered sport jiu-jitsu is what we do. And then there's the other element where you can take certain techniques and use them for self-defense purposes. So the way that it's taught is very differently to sports jiu-jitsu. So just so people are aware that when you come and try a class and they teach you all the different techniques, that's not necessarily always applicable to everyday life because you might be wearing what we call a kimono or the gi. And that's like a judo gi or so it makes things a bit different because it's a thicker material. So you have to change it a little bit to suit the everyday street life for the self-defense aspect. But otherwise, it gives you like practical little things that can help you, which is, I think, excellent for martial arts.
Oh, that's good. So let's say you're not too big, like you don't really have a lot of muscle or you're... You think that you're not as big as, you know, those who compete, like in weightlifting or something like that. Can you still join jiu-jitsu?
Absolutely. I'm not sure if many people know of Maggie Ochoa. She's one of the smaller ones on our team. She's a 3-time world champion, and she's not really, really strong, but she's strong in the way of her technique, her resilience, and it's just really made her... a very strong competitor. She's very technical. So for her, she's like, it's built up so much for me. It makes her so happy. So for her, as an example of someone who's small and who's not really a big, muscular person, jiu-jitsu works. Even teammates of mine here in Australia, there's girls who are smaller, more technical, and they're amazing. They challenge me all the time because I'm like, okay, I need to change the way I think about how I have to train with them because, yes, they're smaller than me, but if I'm not careful, they'll catch me. I always have this thing about making friends with people at competitions, and I made friends with her. She won our open weight division, so she got the double gold, and we were both excited that it's like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And I said, let's... exchange details. So we exchanged details and we've been chatting for a while, and she said, I think there might be a trial for a national team. I was like, what? There's a national team, Philippines? I'm like, you have to let me know when the trials are. I want to be a part of this. This is amazing.
Do you have a final word just for women who are interested in doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu but are kind of hesitant because of either their size or they don't know if they can deal with the grappling?
Give it a try. Look for the nearest club to you. Ask about if they have a women's program, how many women train there. If you're more comfortable training with women, try that first.
Personally, do you think that Brazilian jiu-jitsu for you has been life-changing?
For me, yes. I've made, in terms of friendship, in terms of the confidence it's given me for dealing with situations, even everyday situations when if I've dealt with someone that's a little bit troublesome, problem solving, I feel like it's given so much back to me, not just as a sport and physicality, but also the mental aspects as well. So it's driven me to where I want to be, and that's going towards helping others, building them up, making them feel stronger about themselves and more confident.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.